Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to be with you again.
Yes, and we have a great show for you today. It's all about emotions and consciousness.
Ooh, goody. This is a good show, Joan. This is important stuff.
Yes. So, emotions, like, what are they? Why do we have them? How to enjoy them? And how is consciousness to experience them?
Well, there's definitely what we experience as a sentient being and the emotions that those of us who enjoy a sense of life encompass. And then as consciousness, you're right, we've got two different perspectives on them. And it's so important because emotions to me are the flavors of what consciousness can experience itself as. What is your take with them?
Yeah, because, as consciousness, we are joyous and expansive, and it's as consciousness, we're this really high vibration of joy and love, mm-hmm. and it's at the highest level. There's no variation in that. So the reason we create form and that we come into form is to experience these denser sensations, and so emotions. That variety of emotions are. It's great that you described it as the flavor, mm-hmm. and it's. I also see it as emotions emanate from our physical bodies. It's the language our physical body uses to communicate. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like our bodies are vibration generators, and the main way it communicates is through a whole variety of emotions.
Great
light emotions, yeah.
And it's user-friendly. So this is what we're talking about today, everyone, and we'd love to hear from you. So be sure and email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com with your questions and suggestions. We'll respond to them on the air. And we're just tapping into what we notice out there in the field. So bring us your particulars. And this whole month really is about emotion being up as a way. We talk about love a lot. We got Valentine's Day coming up. We'll have a guest next week about that and all the different varieties of love and how to feel it. So today we're going to take the time to let's be comfortable with our emotions. Why do we have them? What's all about with it? How we use them as consciousness experiencing itself. And let's get out of the way our announcements, and then we can just go through it all. So what do we got, Joan?
Well, the announcements that I have are my website is joan-newcomb.com, and I have books for sale. I've got books for sale on Kindle right now, and I also offer intuitive readings, I offer conscious mastery coaching, and I offer energy sessions. I also, on a regular basis, offer free webinars and then a paid webinar series. So you can find out all those sort of things by going to my website. And also, if you go to my website, you can sign up for tips for holding your own amidst changes.
And, oh, those are good. Yeah.
And enter your email address, and you will instantly get a PDF that'll be a cheat sheet on how to hold your own.
Good. And if you go to my website, Janet at Gee, look at that. JanetandBeyond.com. And if you subscribe to my weekly email, my newsletter that comes out, you'll get my free cheat sheet of the 10 top tips for enjoying life. And there's actually 28 on the page, which is so typical of me know me.
Why do 10 when you can do 28?
Yeah, they just come out, you know.
You give more.
And definitely. So be sure and do that. And you'll also get $25 off. There's a button there you can push for your first session with me. So I look forward to joining you and looking at what you think is challenging you and how we might put a different slant on it and see if we can just allow it to be something different. So be sure and join us with that. So what else do we want to let them know about emotions? This is good stuff we're getting into.
All these different songs go through my head.
You
know, you had a great observation about vibration and things like the water and trees having emotion.
Oh, right.
Animals would have emotion, but the idea that trees and plants would have emotion is kind of new for some folks.
I think so. I mean, I think we see with Dr. Emmy. Oh, gosh, why does his name go? Emoto's right. Water work, right? And that water can be imprinted, and plants that are in that water are change shape and form. And I think we just want to make aware, help people develop their awareness that as consciousness, everything is affecting everything else, even if you're not holding awareness of it. And there is subtleness and energies, and anything that's sentient, living material, we all exist on water. So just the thought that water can carry an imprint, and we are consumed with water, and we take it in, and all the things that can happen that we maybe don't hold conscious of, and you go, oh, this is how I nourish myself, and why we have those thoughts that keep circling around. Well, maybe that's what you're imprinting, what you live with and how you nourish yourself. And I think there's just this awareness that just because it may not register to me doesn't mean there isn't something happening. And I think emotional context in the sense of consciousness is so full of everything, right? It's the spice of life.
Yes, but I'm going to backtrack a little bit here because, you know, you're talking about water imprinting and then plants absorbing the emotional energy.
Mm-hmm.
You had a great observation about, you know, that it's about relationship and how, like, trees will react. And
oh, yeah. It was in the context, if you, let's say, a forest. Any plant has seeds, drop seeds. How come only a few grow? It's because they're holding awareness of what is around them. They're aware of the other tree. And you see it happen all the time. Not every seed sprouts. And so emotions to me are what bond us. They are what we as humans, certainly humans, we can, but as sentient, and I love the use of that word, there is an awareness of relationship. And this is something that is inherent in all living material, no matter whether it's a tree or a human or that frog over there. There's got to be something communicating. That something has got to be consciousness holding that. But we are born out of relationship. We most of us come out of a womb of some sort.
Well, and it took relationship to make that physical form.
It did. So,
you know, because the way I had looked at it is that emotions all had to do with the physical body. And if you think about a baby that pops out, it's nothing but a crying, pooping machine. And it cries when it's happy. It cries when it's hungry. It cries when it's sleepy. It cries when it's, you know, it doesn't feel good. It's an emotion producing machine, and it's communicating you know, its survival needs to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And and so it was an it was a stretch to realize that plants could be emanating what could be interpreted as an emotional reaction to mm-hmm. its their environment. And yeah. and yet you can sense or see that. And then water being a
carrier.
Well, being a carrier. But then I think about, well, there's organisms in water and mm-hmm. water itself as a sentient
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
being.
Totally.
So this is we've got lots more to cover in this, but Janet is going to be taking us into heart space and have a even more expansive experience of this conversation. However, we got to stop right now for a commercial break and stay tuned because we're going to talk more about emotions and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and I'm here with Janet, and we are talking about emotions and consciousness.
Ooh, good stuff, everybody. I think some of the things that get clear, Joan, is I notice that a lot of people don't feel good about being emotional creatures. They don't like their emotions.
Well,
right?
Because we assign judgment, you know, that
totally.
Uncomfortable emotions are bad.
Yeah.
Intense emotions are bad.
Right.
You know, and
we hold all these biases about our emotions, which are really from a conscious state, and we say that because that's in the neutral positioning, right? The unattached positioning that we can see where they flavor and color and make our lives extraordinary. And no matter what your life is about, it's extraordinary because it's your life. And that's accessing that state of love and ecstasy and bliss that you so love about consciousness and how we experience that in this embodiment. And so we need them to be user-friendly, right?
Well, you know, the thing I just hit on me is that mm-hmm. that we are a physical body, we're yearning to experience that ecstasy as consciousness. And, mm-hmm. But it's all mixed up also with being in survival. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything is yearning and going towards the feeling of ecstasy and running away from pain and discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that something really big moved in there. so, you know what? I think that we should continue this conversation dropped into heart space, because what moved in there was all the collective physical body discomfort. Don't talk about discomfort. There's more to be said about neutrality and all. But it would feel more comfortable doing it from heart space.
You got it. I think you're right there. So everyone. So what the setup? This is the setup. Is that for the last several weeks we've reached heart space as the centering for the experience of unified consciousness. In that we find a placement of heart located in our heart as that one definition. Then that next layer of within that is the emotional terrain, and that's that inner circle. And the concentric circle that surrounds that is unified consciousness, and they're working together, and that is the field of the heart. And that's the power that we're doing. And we've been looking to introduce the concept and the reality that that emotional terrain is so vital and it's user-friendly. And that you can engage it as we do all of this work, and you don't have to be holding it in any kind of light other than, oh, isn't that interesting? Look at that color of red. And maybe that feels like excitement. Maybe it feels like anger, whatever. We really haven't assigned any labels to that. And we don't need the labels. But what we understand is that we label it. And we've been looking to be comfortable. So that's our background. And today we want to just maybe just play more in our emotional terrain from a place of non-threatening and non-attachment and just be able to keep viewing it up on the big screen. What do you think, Joan? Be ready to do that?
Yeah, and I'll just rephrase that from my experience. Is when you experience it as consciousness, when you come from the point of view that I am consciousness and I've created this physical form and I've created this realm of density and effort to experience the fun of experiencing the opposite of what I am as essence. So it's fun to get around and roll around in the mud and to, you know, to get wet and get cold, all of that. It's from the perspective of consciousness, it's all good.
It's all good. Yes, that's what we want everyone to develop that awareness of, and that that is real. And when you feel an emotion of some sort, it's information, and it's telling you how you are feeling at heart about something and how you're connecting to information. So you can really be neutral about it. And a lot of people don't like doing certain kind of things because the language hooks them and triggers them into thinking something. So we're just letting emotional terrain, emotional field of the heart, is not about wounded heart. It is just about heart. It's about emotions. So everybody, let's take a stop, whatever it is. And this might want to take some focus this time and just really pay attention and how comfortable you are engaging yourselves. And so let's just let go of whatever you think life is about today. Take a breath. Just drop your awareness in your head. You can feel everybody's in the back of their head, that which is pretty much where you keep some of that frozen emotional state.
Or so, they're in the front of their head, which is the analyzer.
But you can't get to that if you can't have new analyzing if you're stuck in the past, you know, in the back of the emotional terrain. And then just notice what your gut's telling you. All right, so let's just bring your awareness down. You can do it in an elevator if you like, or climb to the bottom of the pool. Just feel the water draining and pulling you down, down, down. There's a breath. And shoulders relax. And what it'd be like to feel all right to be at the heart floor, the center of all. Just be there. And notice how you feel about being there. And there you go. You're already in a relationship to the information. And let's just walk forward. There we go. There we go. And this, notice the colorations. Let's allow emotional information to be colors. and just see what the colors are that are present there today. Okay, and then maybe notice the artwork and let that speak to you. Or notice the animal present or whatever that you're referencing here. So maybe you smell something, you see something, you feel something, you have awareness in some sensory perception that this is your emotional terrain and it's ever changing, but there might be some layering that goes on there. You wipe away the paint. There's another layer of paint. And then you get into the wallpaper. There might be lots of layers here. So just notice if this is someplace you feel comfortable in. Maybe put your nice lawn chair out. Have a piña colada. And just watch the show. And let this be your interior space awareness. Make it user-friendly. Notice who might show up. Oh, that's always interesting. Talking about emotions and then somebody shows up. So whatever shows up, person, place, thing, thought, it's user information. It's user friendly. That's all it is. So, and if you go beyond, you'll see the all out there. And that's part of this. So we step into the beyond and bring it in and bring that information in, because that's really about potential. What's happening when these two fields interact together, you get in that vortex of potential. So everything is just nothing here. So all the flavors are just really information coming and going. So as we sit in our lawn chair, have your piña colada, what do you notice, Joan?
That's hilarious. That reminds me of a reading I did for someone, and they asked me to look at this their husband that had died. And he died a while ago, and he showed up in a lawn chair, not with a piña colada, I think it was a beer, but but there was an empty lawn chair next to him, and the message was that, you know, he was just hanging out, you know. Whenever she decided to show up was great, you know, but that, you know, the afterlife was, you know, just a big vacation.
A day
in
at
front
the
of
beach.
RV. Exactly. So.
All right. So what do we notice about emotions? See, they're helpful. They
yes.
Give us excited.
Yes. And, you know, we enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just because just look, we go to sporting events, we watch, you know, wrestling, we watch, you know, romantic comedies, we read romantic books, we do things to evoke emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we enjoy rolling around in the mud of feelings here.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking from a conscious place, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we do things to stimulate that. I mean, why would we be watching zombie movies or slasher things? Or, you know, why would we be stimulating being frightened or afraid?
Yes.
Is that as essence, we enjoy riding the waves of those vibrations.
Right.
And now that's a little different than paying attention to your body. If your body is, you know, crying because it's hungry, crying because it's sad, crying because it's, you know, crying because it's sleepy, you know, you have to tune into the basics, hungry, angry, lonely, tired stuff, because as consciousness, you're still parenting your form. You know, you take over from your mom after, you know, you're able to feed yourself, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as consciousness, we are our own parents. And don't resist your, you know, don't resist your deeper, bigger, louder emotions, because it's just all part of the game of being on this planet.
So you can feel there's a question here from people. Well, why is it good to hurt? And we're not saying it's good to hurt. What we're saying is that it's possible to hurt, and it's what you do with it when you hurt. And there are things that go on in the world, emotional states. And what comes out of that is what it's motivating you, what it's inspiring you to do, to feel, to be. And as sentient beings, and let's say humans, as when you're in an embryonic stage, so that's up to the first 11 weeks after conception, what develops is heart is the first organ that develops in the body. And your hands, our hands develop out of our chest. The first action that they have filmed that embryo doing is hugging itself. So there's awareness there of itself, and the arms and shoulders develop out of that. So our hands, we're always saying, are reflecting heart, because that's where they developed out of. So there's awareness of a relationship, a sense of self, and when that umbilical cord develops at a certain place in time, the baby flips, the embryo flips, and now it has awareness of others. It has awareness because it's now facing mother, so it sees something. We are born out of relationships. Our emotions flavor how we relate to things. So it's inherent in all of us. Now, some of us track that.
So I'm hearing you explain that, but that the explanation itself to me sounds like it's coming with identification to form.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's
bonding,
like,
right? So bonding is so intrinsic to us, and emotions color what that bond is like. It's a connection. We are looking for connection. It is inherent in who we are as beings. And most everything else, that emotion is determining how that connection works. And so we have a whole cross-section of emotional range. There's a range of emotions. Our challenge is when we get stuck in a particular venue, and let's say anger, and then we have anger management, and life is all about how well we deal with that. But it's still about connecting. So that's what they're for me.
Yeah. So I have this experience of what it feels like as consciousness. And I have this experience of what it feels like as form. And so I can have two different experiences going on simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I can have an experience of great joy and excitement, and I can have an experience of, you know, intense pain, grief, and loss,
mm-hmm.
simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And I want to explain this and preface this so people don't think I'm dissing the physical experience, or I'm dissing the experience of pain. Mm-hmm. But as consciousness, I'm holding a bigger awareness that is filled with love and appreciation. So I'll give you several different things, you know, running, you know, I had an experience where I had fallen in love as an adult for the first time, and I was in this experience of love, and it really rode the coattails of this expansive universal experience of love as consciousness, mm-hmm. and in the midst of that, discovered that he was unfaithful. He was cheating on me, mm-hmm. and it was I heard within this, it's like, oh, Joan, you know, there's a greater aspect of me was feeling so compassionate for the part of me that was running around his house picking up all my stuff and throwing it in the laundry basket because I was leaving, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was that. There was, you know, some years later, this experience of losing this person who had been my first love, who had died, and I was simultaneously having all these incredible heart-opening experiences with the being who had died, and my body was experiencing, just racked with grief. I was sort of collectively connected with all his good friends too, but so there, the body felt like dying, like it could not go any longer with this being not being mm-hmm. physically in form, mm-hmm. and simultaneously was like this just experiencing a thrill of relationship, that, you know, the love that we're seeking when we're in physical form. We're seeking this ecstatic connection. And I realized that it couldn't have been possible in physical form because, you know, he was really anal retentive. You know, there were things that wouldn't have happened. And I'm not controlling at all. So, you know, that couldn't have happened in form. So I would let people know that, just want to let people know that when you can step over to the side of your expanded self as consciousness, it can help you through really devastating, cutting off the knees kind of experiences. It can help you through, because as consciousness, you're there all the time.
Well, and I think what you describe is something probably, you know, a lot of people might find challenging, how to hold the high ground when you're in the low ground.
Yes.
And when you don't have that high ground to anchor to, and you're just in the lowness of whatever that emotional state is, and, you know, that's where you go, and nothing's going to take you out of it till it finds its own way free. And how we have to allow ourselves, and as consciousness, we don't necessarily consciously set up, oh, okay, today I'm going to lose my love and go through that, and then I'll be okay in 2 days.
Say that again. say that again, because I'm going to deconstruct your sentence.
I don't know if I can say it again.
I'll tell you, you know, as consciousness, we are creating everything down to the smallest details. So actually, as consciousness, we may be setting up that we're going to lose our love. You know,
that I don't question.
As body personality, I would not choose this experience. You know,
right,
as body personality, I am not writing that script.
Right.
You know, but as
I don't know that we always hold the awareness at the time that we are setting the game up that
we
way.
We don't tell ourselves that. No. Going to be a devastating car accident because, you know, like, why traumatize the poor body? Just give it some more chocolate, put it in a bathtub. It'll be fine.
Right. You know, so, and it's not necessarily judging that. See, I think in that neutral place of unified field there of heart awareness is they work together. So you have this emotional terrain, and you also have this collective awareness that's there. And I got to be honest, we're not the first ones to have our pain. There have been others before us in that state. We're not the first ones to have the joy and all the variables in between. So it's just information. But because we're feeling it, and it's so interesting that we use the word feeling to describe physiological experiences and something that's an emotion, right? That something is just a sense of something. And we use the same word. Where'd it go?
I'm going to jump in there. I'm jumping.
Sure. Go ahead.
Sorry. It was probably, I erased that from your brain because I had a new thought. What I was tuning into is that there's collective emotion. You know, you were saying, you know, you're not the first one to have these feelings. Mm-hmm. There's also collective emotions. And I see there's also, like, I guess you could describe them as morphic fields. You know, like, there's pools of emotions. So, for instance, we have a collective unconscious. And really, if you want to say, you know, Satan, devil, sin stuff, that's really, there's a pool of black, dark energy that is really collective unconscious emotion. And, you know, if somebody is afflicted with, you know, alcoholism or whatever, that taps into that collective unconscious. That's where you get
that
you know, alcoholic
field.
Personality.
Yeah.
And so when you go into recovery and you step away from that, it enables you to step away from that collective pool. But within this physical realm, there's collective emotions that you can tap into, as well as what your body is radiating, as well as what, as an empath, you might be picking up being radiated at you from someone else. You know, just as every thought that's ever been created, you know, still exists, every emotional note or resonance is still echoing throughout our experience. It's like, you know, it can be, to an empath, it's like standing in an orchestra room with the orchestra warming up.
It's, you know, one thing about the way we experience our emotions, and for instance, it comes to mind, I have some clients and students that, for instance, really know how to do guilt. Boy, they get anywhere near it and they're in it. And where the next person is like, yeah, fine. And what happens with emotions, I have experienced in working with people and stuff, is that, so let's say guilt. Okay, that's the experience that we're all identifying it. Now, on a certain level, the label isn't helpful. On a certain level, it is. It depends upon how you're relating to the label. And that's the key. There seems to be, when you feel guilt, you're responding to the whole energy of what guilt is. So now you feel guilty for feeling guilty. When you're sad because you're sad. You know, it's the emotion is that we really can embody it to its full experience. So it's not just, oh, I feel sad. No, I feel sad for feeling sad. That empowers it and holds that state more.
Right. You, and so when you, I you have a reaction to the reaction.
Yes. So, you know, we spend a lot of time pulling those essences apart so that we can just go, oh, now I know what guilt is. All right, as consciousness, I know what that is and how debilitating and et cetera, whatever the stories and myths that we've got going on around it. And it's just information. Yeah. And
it's communication. And actually, I have some information from my metaphysical training with that, which is it is female bodies produce or manufacture guilt. You know, the essential biological process is every time, you know, an egg doesn't get fertilized, you know, it's emanating guilt. So your own body can be beating you up. And
okay. And it's interesting. All
and
right.
It's a vibrational, it's a different vibration than grief. Grief is this heavy, deep, more. Mm-hmm. And so as an empath, when I'm experiencing a very intense grief, more often than not, I'm experiencing a male in my space. And if I'm hearing or feeling a high vibration that's kind of like fingers across a chalkboard of guilt, that's a female in my space. And if you just, you know, stick your head into, you know, a sports bar during a ball game, you can see that, you can see that vibration of male energy. And men are happy as pigs in mud in that vibration. You know, and that's how the male bodies can handle that. But that women cry more because it's harder for us. But we don't necessarily notice when we're at that higher vibration of guilt, whereas it drives the man crazy. So that's some generalizations. But you know, in talking about collective pools of energy or picking up physiological energy, sometimes the core emanation has to do simply with the body's process.
Got it. So we've talked a lot about having different emotions. And so everybody check in. Notice if what in that emotional terrain, if things are different, what is there to speak to you? If this was user friendly, if that color could talk to you, what would it tell you? How is being angry helpful? How is having grief helpful? How is it gone beyond what it could tell you to now I'm just in the habit of it? So,
well, the other thing about it is it might be a much simpler explanation than you think. It just be simply is like you should not have had that third cup of coffee today. Or it might be that you need that third cup of coffee today. Or maybe you just need a nap. So, you know, it's like sometimes we go, well, you know, this is really because, you know, because my mother was a narcissist and verbally abusive. And it's like, no, it's because you had 4 hours of sleep last night. You know, so you take care of some of the basics, you know, realize that at essence, your body is still, you know, a crying machine, you know. And once you take care of the basics, all the psychological stuff just, you know, disappears.
I think all of that is appropriate. I think what we have to remember is that the heart doesn't hold time. So yeah. Those emotions are immediate and you're just in them, and we lose what it's relating to. And you just know you don't want to go there. And we seem to think that avoidance works. And I'm going to suggest to all of you that avoidance works the way it works. And a lot of times it doesn't. And if it's got that layering under there, it'll just keep coming up. It's permeating out in other. It can sabotage, it can be subversive, it can be working in ways that are not useful and helpful. And that's usually what we're in response to. That's that wound that never heals kind of thing. So we're asking you to invite you to just kind of notice, what if it was okay to have an emotion? And see, sometimes we don't allow ourselves to have that emotion. So
well, I want to jump in here too as we're mm-hmm. winding down the segment. But is I invite you to also shine the light of consciousness on it, and respond to the emotion as the greater aspect that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly
that's inviting.
You're like comforting.
That's inviting. Yes, that unified field back into it.
Yeah.
Right.
You they respond to the emotion as the greater aspect that you are, and you can then parent yourself with it.
And just notice. So right now, just notice how you're still in your lawn chair, still sipping away, and you've had this great parade, this great movie going on, or you've just had a clear horizon, however you relate to them. And so what if you could invite one at a time and just examine it and just see how you want to relate to it and know that it'll be there the next time in a way that's perhaps more user-friendly or in your face. And as we come back, close the chair up and just...
Get out of it first and then close
yeah,
the chair up.
Yeah, or roll over. Roll out of it.
How much pina colada have you had?
And put it over there. And just know that you can come back into this. And every time you do, you'll come back into this. And just invite yourself to come back into what today might be. And notice that today might be different now. And how we can enjoy it. And what eased. Just allow yourself to notice an easing. And that, give yourself credit for showing up. Give yourself credit for dancing. And however you dance, whatever your boogie is, and whatever those boogies in the night are, that they're all just information. And as we take a more neutral positioning with them, we just invite ourselves to enjoy life a little better. As consciousness comes in and flavors all of it. Like, just allow it to put a wash, a twinkly light over all of it. And it just softens the edges. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's quiet out there.
Yeah. So all of you notice how you feel right now. Notice this experience that you've been through and the clarity that it feels like now. And hold this heart awareness, hold this awareness of the changes as we go to a quick commercial break, and stay tuned because we have a lot more to cover as we are playing in Heart Space here.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I am Joan Newcomb, along with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading-edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we have been talking about emotions and consciousness.
Yeah, it feels a little quieter out there, that's for sure.
They're all so touching their thumbs, they've got their blankies, they're feeling good.
Yeah. So, you know what? That was it, huh? That was one thing nice about grade school is you got time to take a break and cool down the emotions and relax. And I don't know how many people did that, but probably a lot of people went to
school in America, didn't you?
Yes, I did. They didn't do that in Europe?
I went to private school in London where we sat on little hard desks and filled fountain pens out of inkwells, porcelain inkwells. No, think about Dickensian England. That was my experience. But I do know, like preschool, that you know, they had nap time. But that was before.
So there was the reality that our emotions were okay to have.
Yes.
And that's what we want to notice.
And as consciousness, we can hold a bigger space for those emotions. We can contain and experience them and create a safe place for them without having to go around bashing each other on the head.
And we want to remind all of you that that's in heart space.
Yes.
And that when we're no longer together here in a few minutes, that is still present in you.
We're with you all the time, but the show is going to come to completion.
Exactly. So you hold this in your heart, and that awareness is there. And when you find yourself going to an extreme in an emotional range, that maybe you can drop down and notice, okay, my buttons are being pushed. Let me get out of my head and rationalizing and reason it and just drop into this space and go, oh, what is that? Ooh, okay. Oh, I like that. You know, allow yourself to observe it. This is how we manage our emotions. All right. When you feel yourself walking on the end of the plank about something and you don't want to be out there, you need to come back. You need to develop this awareness that it's just information and you're in charge of it. And you get to set the limits and the boundaries of that. And so when is too much too much? And we all have tipping points and they're all set. All different kinds of ways. So as you get comfortable with finding yourself in an emotional terrain that is pushing your buttons, you want to just stop. Bring in this awareness. How is this useful? It's so easy to slip and get triggered so automatically. And this is what we're looking to bring awareness to, consciousness to, those automatic responses you have. So allow that to be friendly. Allow yourself to feel self-love. Allow yourself to acknowledge that some days it's easier than others, and there's no punishment here for being human. That's feeling better.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with turbulence. It's kind of fun to ride it. It's just when you're underneath and drowning that you have a concern, right? But you have to learn to navigate.
Yes.
We're all surfers. We're all surfers. So yes, it's all our pond.
Or something. Yeah, like that.
Definitely. Well, we're going to have a guest next week, right, Joan?
Yes. So next week, we're going to be talking about love and heart space. And in heart space, you can experience the infinite and expansive love of consciousness. And we're going to be joined by Emily Potter. She is a musician and a matrix practitioner. And she had a powerful experience of love with a man that she actually only knew telepathically. And so she is celebrating Valentine's Day for the whole month of February, performing a true love tour up the west coast of the U.S. And so she's going to share with us her experience, and also as an energy practitioner like we are, she's going to be in heart space talking about this greater experience of love. So you can find out more about Emily at www.emilypotter.org. And her experience with this telepathic experience with this man, it's emilypotter.org/Giovanni, G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I.
Sounds like quite a story. And we're looking forward to looking at the flavor of love and how we can experience that through time, space, parallel dimensions, reality.
Yes, there's all sorts of possibilities like that.
It's all sorts of possibilities. So we're looking forward to that. And it's all about love. So in that emotional train, everyone, notice, did you get your stuff for Valentine's yet? Or are you feeling pushed about it? How are you relating? This is a great time to just stop and go, okay, am I feeling the pressure of performing and saying something I don't feel, or something I hope I'm feeling, or whatever the conversation is? So we really just want to invite ourselves to just notice. How do you feel? Now, and if you don't have someone to love,
you can love yourself.
Is that really true? Yeah, that's it.
Well, and this is where I just like before we went to the break, it's like inviting you to step into the experience as consciousness. When you identify yourself as consciousness, you can experience this infinite love, affinity, and appreciation you have for your own physical form, for the storyline that you're creating, as well as everything around. So I invite you to also take this month as a Valentine's month to yourself and to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to jump in here because just so that we don't forget, but we happen to be, you know, we love hearing from you, and we happen to be on Facebook and Twitter, and you can join us there on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. So join the group and join the fun and get all our notifications and find out about our weekly writings and the other things going on there. And also follow us on Twitter. It's at Joan and Janet, and get our notifications on Twitter. And actually, if you want a whole other roller coaster ride, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Joan Newcomb, JoanNewcomb on Twitter. I do a whole bunch of different things on Twitter as well.
She's a Twitter girl. I don't Twitter. I flitter. I bemoan.
I fleetly fleet. I fly.
Me and technologies. It's a wonderful concept. I mean, and it's a working principle of something with me. But be sure and contact me and get your top 10 tips for living life and enjoying it. And there's really going
to
be 28 of them.
Tipsy from Janet.
Tipsy from Janet. And take a moment and just notice what kind of flavors those emotions are. What kind of things are coming up for you? And what kind of context are they presenting themselves? And just notice, do you do anger really well?
Janet?
Do you do love really well? Or are we ready to go?
Yeah.
We have a few minutes
just
here.
Love yourself out. Let's end on the vibration of love. So been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
Got it. We'll see you sometime.
listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.